KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.
And at 8:07, we have a fair to partly cloudy sky, and it's 68 degrees in Atlantic. We do look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 88, winds east at 5 to 10. Chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low of 70, and more showers and thunderstorms are possible on Sunday with a high around 88. We did pick up 32 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall in Atlantic last night, along with some rather small to large size hail. By comparison, pea-sized hail to as much as $1.50 or dollar size hail that was reported, an inch and a half in diameter. Messina reported just 49 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation overnight. Well, good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Two men were arrested Thursday on separate charges in Page County. The sheriff's office reports Matthew Sherman Olson was arrested for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. The charge stems from an incident that happened in the Page County jail. And Page County sheriff's deputies arrested Damian James Sadler on an active Page County warrant. Sadler was arrested at the Pott County Sheriff's Office. His cash or surety bond was set at $5,000. An Omaha man is expected to face more serious charges after a woman he struck with his vehicle in a Mason City parking lot died. Police say 35-year-old Christopher Rathfun was driving drunk when he hit 62-year-old Dawn Merrick outside of the Mills Fleet Farm last Tuesday. Investigators say Merrick died from her injuries in the hospital. Rathfun was initially charged with OWI, reckless driving, and serious injury by vehicle. A breath test showed his blood alcohol content was more than three times the legal limit. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Friday reported two arrests and one accident. On Wednesday, deputies arrested 50-year-old Stanley Oral Russell of Lewis on a Boulder County, Colorado warrant for bond revocation. Russell was transported to the Cass County Jail and held without bond while awaiting transport to Colorado by their authorities. On Tuesday, June 15th, 39-year-old Brian Harold Iltz of Messina was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. Iltz was transported to the Cass County Jail, was being held on $2,000 bond. On Saturday, June 12th, approximately 7:44 p.m., Cass County deputies responded to an accident on Interstate 80 at mile marker 65. Authorities say Alexandria McAfee of Anita was driving a car westbound on the interstate when she swerved to miss another vehicle entering her lane. When McAfee lost control, her Ford Fusion entered the north ditch. There were no injuries associated with that accident. After navigating through the specifications for several years, the West Fork of the Des Moines River in the Estherville area is now a state-designated water trail. Lexi Reuter, the executive director of the Estherville Area Chamber of Commerce, said they had to have a launching area for boats, plenty of nearby parking, and signage with maps so that people know where they're going.
And so it's been a long process working with the DNR to figure out if we could qualify here on our West Fork of the Des Moines River. We were able to do that after several years, and we're really excited.
The water trail starts north of Estherville. It's rare for motorboats or jet skis to be on that stretch of river, according to Reuter.
Obviously, this summer is a little bit different so far since we're in a drought, but most years we've seen lots of kayakers and canoers, tubers on our river. It's a great tourism draw and a lot of fun, personally. And so it's great to finally be designated with the Iowa DNR.
A dedication ceremony is scheduled for next Wednesday. It'll be held in the parking lot for the swinging bridge in Estherville that lets pedestrians cross the river and get a glimpse of its fast-flowing rapids. The bridge was built about a century ago and has recently been repaired. More than 1,000 miles of rivers in Iowa have been designated as water trails by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. The CEO of Iowa's largest water utility said Friday's Iowa Supreme Court dismissal of a lawsuit that was seeking mandatory regulation of farm fertilizer in the Raccoon River watershed is a setback. Ted Corrigan is the CEO of Des Moines Water Works, which draws drinking water for 500,000 customers from the Raccoon River.
To say we're disappointed that the suit won't move forward. We think that water quality in Iowa is important and it deserved the discussion, but moving forward, we see a wide path between litigation, which that was, and legislation, which we think it's going to take.
The Iowa Supreme Court cited the unsuccessful 2017 lawsuit the Des Moines Water Works filed against three Northwest County drainage districts. Corrigan said that lawsuit was necessary to kickstart a conversation about water quality.
Now, while I tend to believe that we won't make the progress we need to make without public policy change, and that may not happen without litigation, the time is now for following that other path, collaboration, opportunities to continue that conversation and get the process started.
Corrigan made his comments during a taping of Iowa Press, which airs on Sunday on PBS. In its opinion, the Iowa Supreme Court described water quality as a complex environmental problem that is a political question to be resolved by the legislative and executive branches of government. And the Iowa Supreme Court has dismissed part of a Waterloo ordinance involving the use of the criminal history of job applicants. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The court ruled the city cannot ban employers from making hiring decisions based solely on an applicant's criminal history because it forbids the use of the information, even if the employer might have a valid business reason for asking about criminal history. The court did say the section, the ordinance that prohibits asking about criminal history until a job is offered, can stand. The Iowa Association of Business and Industry sued the city after the ordinance passed in 2019. Waterloo leaders said the ordinance would address racial disparities in hiring practices. I'm Dar Danielson.
And finally in the news, the new Miss Iowa was recently crowned at a pageant in Davenport and says she is still getting used to the title. 22-year-old Grace Keller is a native of Illinois who just graduated from the University of Iowa with a degree in journalism. She said she fell in love with Iowa when searching for a college.
I always say that I was born and raised in Illinois, and that was, you know, great to have that be my home, but Iowa's the home that I got to choose, and I really got to see a lot of different places and settled on Iowa because of, you know, that Iowa nice and just the sense of community that we have here.
Keller said she's been involved in pageants several years ago but had taken a break to be a college student. She's decided to compete again in part because the Miss America program is a large scholarship program and she was low on funds.
This is my first time ever competing as a Miss candidate, and I really just wanted to go have fun, make friends, get to perform my talent, which is dance, which I don't get to do super often as a college student anymore, and win some scholarship money to help alleviate the burden financially of my education.
Keller's social impact initiative is to promote literacy in kindergarten through third grade. She said she's passionate to promote the cause.
So I want to be that person for those people all across Iowa who are just looking for a mentor or an inspirer to really get them and push them into that love so that they can reach those benchmarks and set their future up for success later in their education.
The new Miss Iowa was still getting used to the idea of the title, and she said she still was not anticipating earning the title even after she was in the final two on the stage.
You know, first runner-up, that's amazing. I'm so proud of myself. I worked so hard for this. Like, I can't wait to get my first runner-up award, and it'll be great. And then they announced me as the winner, and I think in that moment I was like, wait, like, are they sure? Like, is this actually happening? And then the Miss Iowa who was passing on her title kind of came over and gave me a hug. And that's when I realized, like, oh my gosh, this actually happened. Like, they called me as the winner.
Keller has taken a position with the startup podcast company, and we'll go back to that. She said she's excited to represent the state and meet the people of Iowa. You can see her picture in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN News has been brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.